Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Al-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Big Jerv and Black Trey. Rob Lopez on production. Very Jay-Z heavy show today. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. We're going to talk a lot of Jay-Z today, but for good reason, because I submit to you that Jay-Z is Captain America. Also, new Black Panther title is out. We're going to talk a little Black Panther. We're also going to explore when's the time you played music and it made the hoes scatter. And before you get upset, in the words of my man Redman in How High, hold up, I meant hoes in a good way. But first, before we get the show started, patreon.com/countthedings. If you are not a Patreon, you need to sign up. Here's why. Not only do you get the bomb overflows, not only do you get the special edition Cinephobe episodes like Great White Hype, which we did for St. Patrick's Day, and Half Baked, which we did for 420, and an upcoming special edition May episode. Not only that, but you also get the live shows, the exclusive live shows just for our Patreons. We do them twice a month, every 2 weeks, including one that comes out tomorrow, Wednesday, May 5th. It's Cinco de Mayo. The whole gang going to be there celebrating, drinking, having a good time, making you laugh. You want to be there for it. Meek is going to be there. Naeem is going to be there. Trey is going to be there. Jer is going to be there. All types of people going to be there. Make sure you're a Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. Sign up. And if you are a Patreon, you should already find that invite in your inbox. Patreon.com/countthedings. May 5th live show. Make sure you're there. But first, let's talk about King Cap himself, Hov the God. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients, Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great, and it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, even at the gym. People, it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Right now, bomb listeners. That's right. This podcast that you're listening to, Black Opinions Matter. You guys all go to lucy.co and use promo code BOM to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, L-U-C-Y, .co and use promo code BOM at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code BOM. So you guys see this? Jay-Z said he regrets the lyrics to Big Pimpin'. The actual quote here is this from a Wall Street Journal interview that apparently happened in 2010.
Yeah, they just ran it right back.
All right. Well, quote, "You're famous for not writing your lyrics down as you compose them. What changes about them when you see them on the page like this?" This is after Decoded came out. Jay-Z's answer was, "Some lyrics become really profound when you see them in writing. Not Big Pimpin'. That's the exception. It was like, I can't believe I said that and kept saying it. What kind of animal would say this sort of thing? Reading it is really harsh."
Not my Hov.
Right? Like,
not my hove.
That's not my that's not my hove either, yo. And I know that's a shocker for motherfuckers to hear me say that.
I wonder, does he regret S. Dot Carter? You must try harder.
Competition is nada.
Wait, that's on volume 3?
Yes.
Yes.
Nah, he don't regret that.
I like volume 3, though.
That was for the ladies.
He's at the point where he might even regret wearing a durag.
The ladies that like cats wearing 5X, Avirexes, baggy jeans, Tim's.
So you're talking to New York women only.
Watch out, Trey. Watch out, Trey. You know where you at now.
You know what, Trey? I'm going to help you out. Not even New York women. Brooklyn women. Brooklyn women specifically.
Well, again, watch out, Trey.
I didn't say nothing.
Jerv out here making your spot real
hot. Making my spot hot, bro. But it was disheartening. It's similar to like Pharrell disowning In My Mind prequel, the DJ Drama mixtape. All the gaudy raps, you know, the flaunting. Nigga meets Nego and changes up. Like, wants to be humble and meek. And I'm getting older and I don't feel that way. So I'm not embarrassed at none of my past transgressions and things I've done.
My thing is, like, it's okay to say that's not who I am anymore. Right. But the whole, I don't know what I was. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. Because like that to me, that's disingenuous. Like, the idea is that you could say at that time in my life, that's how I was living. I'm not glorifying it, but I'm also not shying away from it. But like, for a guy who literally sold drugs for a living, for this to be like, oh, I'm so regretful. You know, like, the other songs where I'm telling you about moving the weight state to state and all that stuff, like, that I'm fine with, right? But this song, which is admittedly a party song, this is the one that you have regrets on?
Like, and the craziest shit is that Pimp C didn't want to do this shit with the nigga. He had regrets. He didn't want to do it. And Bumby was like, nah, don't be like that. Did it. And it took off.
Can you put me on? Because I've been waiting for y'all to educate me on. I don't understand. What is his issue with the song? Like, I don't get it.
I mean,
whose issue?
Like, what is Hov having an issue with? The chorus of Big Pimpin' or the concept of it?
The lyrics, I believe the lyrics, the lyrical content. And then he's saying, like,
but he's got a million songs like that. Why this particular saying. Song?
But that's my point.
He's looking at it like as a father now. You know, he's trying to do all this other shit, but
having girls will definitely change your perspective on shit.
But again, I go back to, he's got 8 million songs. With that, like, kind of, he had a whole phase where he would just idolize an Iceberg Slim.
Let's go over these lyrics really quick, bro. And it shouldn't even be embarrassing.
You know why? Thug them, fuck them, love them, leave them. Cause I don't fucking need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good. But I don't fucking feed them. First time they fuss, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason. I'm a pimpin' every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe them. In the cut where I keep them. Till I need a nut, till I need to be the gust in it. Beep, beep, and I'm picking them up. Let them play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put chicken fist and cup. Divorce him and split his bucks. Just because you got good head, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up. Shit, I pass with nothing. Y'all be fronting. Me give my heart to a woman. Not for nothing. Never happen. I'll be forever macking. Hard coded assassins. I got no passion. I got no patience. And I hate waiting. Go get your ass in and let's ride.
Killer. What are we doing here, Ho?
That, first of all, incredible wordplay. Let's just say right there. The flow is timeless, right? Like the rap, the patterns and all that.
Yeah, he's sickening, man.
But also, like, it's, I mean, let me know where to say this without saying. Lyrics are not that objectionable. I hear like a million times worse. I've heard worse not only in general in music. I heard worse by him.
Fam, the video girls were even overly dressed. On a boat.
Yeah.
On a boat. Like, bruh, this shit is crazy. Many chicks want to put Jigga fist in cuffs, divorce him, and split his bucks. Just because you got good head, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up. Shit, I parts with nothing. Y'all be fronting me, give my heart to a woman. Not for nothing. Never happened. I'll be forever macking. Heart cold as assassins. I got no passion. And I still say this today. I got no patience and I hate waiting. Ho, get your ass in and let's ride.
I would say his lyrics on the song Power of the Pussy. With that guy is way worse than that shit.
He did two albums with him. This is what you regret?
Out of everything, bruh. You could have said, come on, man. The letter R, I could not fuck with him no more. That never happened.
But
I know what it is. And this is the thing that no one wants to say, but I'm going to say it. Jay-Z, King Cap.
Wow.
King Cap.
Wow.
He is the Capistranos of the rap game, man. This dude love capping. It's a different kind of capping, right? Because usually we think about people boasting about shit that they have that they don't really have, living a lifestyle that they don't really live. But his is kind of reverse. His is like, now he's trying to be woke and like spiritual and like deep, and he's none of those things.
And the nigga trying to tell us how to live.
And trying to, yeah.
I'm cool, bro.
I wanted
to go over this. That's still factual. This is from Joe Budden. Take off the blazer, loosen up the tie. The nigga fell in love and Superman died. Better learn to cover your ears when the toys pop. I hate your last single, pause. Boys rock. Can we hear some new niggas with promise? The new generation won't forget you. We promise. We'll always pay homage, but let's get one thing understood, son. Every encore ain't a good one. Point blank, period. Look at Jerv. Jerv is over there stressed that we talk about his man.
Nah, because the Joe Budden shit is different. Like, that shit ain't nothing but the ball just being super duper salty. He didn't get his shit. Although, let me just say, I feel like Joey did a good job of going at Hov. You know what I'm saying? He had some bars on this shit.
Jerv.
But miss me with that.
Jerv, Hov ain't been the same since he left the elevator.
Nah, bro. 444 was an amazing album. 444 was an amazing album. Whatever.
Bible.
Timeout. You said, whatever, the 444. I will not argue anymore about Holy Grail. I won't argue that.
But here's the thing. No, it's definitely better than Holy Grail, right?
Absolutely.
I'm not saying.
Holy Grail never happened to me.
But my thing, Jerv, about it, my thing is, I don't believe you. Like, that's Hov trying to be, I'm so in touch with the black experience and all that. Like, I'm sorry, I don't believe him.
Bro, the same shit he teased Nas for, bro.
Yeah.
He's also 50 plus. Like, he's not still on the fucking corner
selling dope. I get it. But, like, even within... he's not that anymore. He's this. It's still not genuine. It's a whole thing of like, black people, da, 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 and then going to deal with the NFL. They didn't really do anything. And then like, you know, after like Kaepernick.
We got J-Lo. You
know, right? Like, he's like, y'all wouldn't understand though.
Listen.
Trey, you posted this tweet in the chat like a few days ago and it says, every Jay-Z song, one, I'm very rich. Two, generational wealth. Three, I'm married to Beyonce. Four, I would say is also very judgy about other people. Oh, y'all wouldn't understand. Four would be, y'all wouldn't understand. Jay-Z definitely, and he's had that his whole life, right? I was popping Cristal when y'all thought it was beer and shit, right? What was I watching the other day where they were explaining?
Wearing that platinum shit when all y'all motherfuckers started with silver and shit.
But that's an actual story. I never knew that. Did y'all notice?
Nah.
That's an actual story. The dude, where was I watching this? The guy was telling the story. I think it was a documentary about Jay-Z prior to like Rockefeller blowing up. Like,
okay.
His early years or whatever. And the guy, I can't remember which guy it was, told him, like, yo, man, like, your silver is really shiny. Did you just get it cleaned or whatever? And the guy was, and he said, Jay-Z laughed. It's like, it ain't, It ain't silver.
It's fucking platinum.
It's platinum. Like, it's a real story that actually happened. But, and it's great, and we laughed, and we all love that lyric. We love that song. But what I'm trying to say is, like, it shit hasn't changed over the years. It used to be about chains and champagne, and now it's about, like, oh, these business deals. Y'all wouldn't understand. And it's just like...
A lot of people never gonna understand, family. But another B. Another B. I don't want to hear that shit. Bro, you basically Pepe Le Pew.
You can't forget the other B.
Family. Listen, he Pepe Le Pew and his wife lyrically. Nigga kissing her arm. Nigga going up the motherfucking arm. Oh, kissing, bro, while we watching that shit.
Listen, you don't know what's going on behind them motherfucking closed doors.
You defending like you got a fucking paper plane on your head.
Bro, listen, I knew exactly Blue what Ivy, this shit was going to be.
Blue Ivy Gervais over here.
Jerv Ivy.
Listen, y'all can miss me with that shit. I'm just saying... Like, I feel like, and I understand that he's not the same dude that he was. You know what I mean? He's definitely not. He's falling off. He's evolved, right? He's experienced some shit that a large portion of the population will never, ever experience. Unfortunately, he's never been that rapper that just makes shit up. Like, he's always been the rap. He makes it sound good for the song, but he's always been the rapper that so-called raps about his life or his surroundings and
you
shit.
You believe he lost 92 bricks?
Nah, I believe he lost some bricks. I don't believe it was 92. He exaggerated it, bro. You think, I mean, you don't think it was 5 or 10? You don't think it was something like that?
Yo, cut it off. Nigga, first of all, it's two big rap lies. That one and a nigga that said he ran off on the plug twice. Because you ain't running off on no plug twice, nigga.
No, you're not running off on a plug twice.
But here's my thing, Jerv. Like I said about the Joe Budden shit, we never going to forget who Hov was. Favorite rapper probably across the board for all of us, right?
Nah, me, he's not nigga, a fan.
Nah, I mean, fucks with Hov. Here's the thing, though.
What are you talking about, man?
at the end of the day, if you're going to be talking about that shit, I'd rather you not rap. I'm at that point.
All right. Speaking of King Cap, he makes his playlist of Nas songs.
And left off Ether.
Not only left off Ether, but shout out to Joe Budden. Joe Budden said it was almost like he like started putting on like songs from Illmatic, then he got like tired and he went then he went back and got some more Illmatic songs. Someone else, I believe, on the Budden podcast said that Elliot Wilson did it, and he just showed it to Hov. I was like, yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I mean, he took the most obvious songs.
It was no B-sides.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you, like, I don't
this
know.
This title had the Nas B-sides on it, though? I don't know much about title.
That's not the point, Jerv. If I'm making a playlist and I say, yo, I want the best...
They have to be available on the stream service for me to make it on the playlist.
Jerv, why wouldn't they be available, bro? It's albums, nigga.
No, I mean,
that's lazy as fuck, bro.
I mean, so when you, all right, I'm sorry. When you say B-sides, I'm thinking you meant non-album cuts. I apologize. You mean like deep cuts on the album.
The deep cuts.
Yes,
deep
that's what a B-side is.
My bad. That was on me.
No, you lazy as fuck unreleased. Up. You thought it was like mixtape shit?
Yeah, I ain't talking about that. But I'm just saying, and Nas ain't really fuck around no mixtape shit like that anyway. But at the end of the day, if you really a Nas fan, if I went and talked to a Nas fan and I say, yo, tell me your favorite songs, that shit not going to be on that. Some of that shit going to be like commercial because they hit the radio. But this nigga basically did top songs, Nas. He typed in Nas and it's top songs and he said, add, you know what I'm saying? And I get it. They got like, It wasn't a mutual respect. It wasn't a salute. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, appreciate you, King. Because I'm like, but if you really fuck with Nas, you're going to put Ether on there. No matter what you feel about it, because you're going to respect the... No, listen. You defending this. Let me finish. You're going to respect the sport of like, he gave me his best of him. You feel me? Like, Meek still was bumping back to back, my nigga. Even though he got fucking smoked.
Back to back ain't Ethan, my nigga. Like, let's just keep it the fuck real. Ethan is arguably the best one. It's a top whatever diss track.
So why ain't it getting respected?
Because clearly he's more... still fucking salty about the shit.
Exactly.
Like, he's a fucking so human being. Point. That shit hurts.
So it's no this point of happens... fucking making a playlist. It's performative.
Exactly. You know what? This is what happens when the marketing department comes up with the promotion, right? Because it's like, ooh, we got this song coming out on Kyle's album. You know what would be dope? If you made, like, you curated this thing, oh, we'll get a lot of, like, spins and shit on Tidal. That's what happened. Because clearly, like Trey said, it's performative. It's not sincere. Look at this. This is his playlist. Genesis. New York State of Mind. Life's a Bitch. Ooh, I think we're going too much Elmatic. Let's switch it up here. Rebel Intercourse. All right. What was Nas's next album? Okay. The Message. Street Dreams.
You know what's crazy? Okay. For a nigga to add Verbal Intercourse, which isn't a Nas song, is even more funny. Like, oh, you know what? Let's put a verbal. You know what?
Oh,
he was on there.
So is the like beef that about, he didn't put this? Ether, or is it that he didn't put deep cuts? Because y'all made me, I don't think he did the shit. I think you're absolutely right. Somebody said, yo, homie, we want to put this shit out. And he was just like, yeah, go ahead. Like some intern fucking came up with the idea and it flopped.
Dog. Listen again, let me read this playlist. Genesis, New York State of Mind, Life's a Bitch, Verbal Intercourse, The Message, Street Dreams, Made You Look, Hate Me Now, Halftime, If I Ruled the World.
Is One Mic on there?
We Major, The World is Yours, The World is Yours, Tipnix. It Ain't Hard to Tell.
Yeah,
I Gave You Power, Eye for Eye, Memory Lane, One Love, Car 85, Affirmative Action, Cop Shot the Kid, Phone Tap, Project Windows, One Mic. Fuck, man. If Hot 97 played this shit, we would say they went too commercial.
Yeah. Yeah, Jerry. I ain't vouching for that
shit. Like, I'm not vouching for the playlist, my nigga. Let's make that clear. Like, I was understanding why Ether's not on it. But the playlist is, it's not trash, but it's like, it's 100%, oh, yo, let me just make a Nas playlist real fast. I'm going to just type Nas in, and then I just hit the plus sign next to every song, like the first 10 or 15 songs that came up.
Let me ask. Yeah, that's exactly like that. That's how it feels like. And like I made a Jay-Z playlist and it was literally like every single song on every album up to like Black Album. And then I put American Gangster in there. And I think that, and a couple of songs off to Watch the Throne. And that was it. That's my Jay-Z playlist. Like I wasn't curating it. I was just fucking hitting that plus sign.
Yeah, because when you curate, you really going through it and dive deep.
You're going through. And you got a story. You got to be like Steve Harvey, where you got a story for every song. This one, I remember I was in Chicago, and this shit happened. And
tell you shit about shit in there.
No. It's just like, oh, I remember that song. That's about it. By the way,
you got me questioning the little list he put out every year now. The shit that he be like putting the young niggas on? Young niggas thinking they getting co-signed, like, yo, ho, bump my shit. No. He might not even be playing that shit. Oh,
man, he don't listen to none of that shit.
Captain America, man. That's who he is. Captain America.
That nigga's crazy, bro.
By the way, he said that he had this quote, which he told, what's this? NME.com, I guess. When asked how he hoped he would go down in history, he replied, I'm not beyond ego, right? Hopefully they speak of me with the names of Bob Marley and all the greats, but that's not for me to say. Who did he tell? This was to the Times, the British Times, of course. Again, like even little things like that, like you don't do no interviews domestically, like you do interviews at the Times of London. All right, bro, go ahead. Does anyone think Jay-Z will be remembered like Bob Marley? By the way, the picture they have is him with a Bob Marley shirt on.
Yeah, man. I don't know, bro.
Like, what? I think he's literally, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Because no matter what whatever I say, you're going to call him my dad. You're going to call him all types of shit.
Some respect for your real father.
No, fuck out of here, yo. Like, miss me with that shit, dog.
I grew up without my pops, and that nigga not leading me nowhere. Nah, dog,
Pac is still very relevant for you, bro. Like, you still riding with Pac.
He cool.
Oh, no, don't downplay Pac right now. My nigga.
I fuck with Pac, bro, but I'm not
you got
go
the
like... dude,
you got the bandana on right now.
This Dipset. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Nah, but... we just fucking with you, Jerv. But I think there's a line that you have to draw as a fan and understanding that this nigga just He out of touch, bro. He not reading the room. He not reading the fucking room. If he still wanted to bridge the gap, think about Coming to America 2, right? And nigga said, you know what? I want to do a track. He go get on a track with Pooh Shiesty. He go get on a track with Benny the Butcher and them and Griselda niggas, right? I'm just saying, I mean, I don't want it, but I'm saying
if he really actually would like for him to get a track on with Griselda. I feel like that would bring out some of the shit that we missing with him, actually.
But I'm saying that's more of a realistic of like staying in touch versus, all right, I'm going to come on here and talk about some property that I got to go Google, or a fucking cognac bottle that I got to Google, or how you got richer. You know what I mean?
Like, but this is the same homie that told you years ago, what's the difference between a 4.0 and a 4.6? Like 30, 40 grand cocks at the beat.
Let me just say this right now, man. My man, he's a founding member of the Wu at this point.
Wow.
He's cappuccino.
This nigga. Get the fuck.
Let's move on before Jerv have a heart attack, bro. niggas beat up his goat.
He's not just my goat, dog. He y'all goat too. Like, don't just put that out there, dog. He a goat too.
Nah. Listen, my favorite rapper. My goat is DJ Quick. DJ Quick, come on. Y'all niggas ask me that all the time. Jay-Z my favorite rapper, but my goat is DJ Quick.
No disrespect to Quick, but this is who I'm arguing with.
You just disrespected the nigga.
Have y'all ever seen...
Go ahead.
Have y'all ever seen Hov hoop?
Bro, anything that Hov looks like he's doing is wrong. Oh, you sick. Sicko mode.
Cappy Pondexter.
Looks like Hov?
No, Cappy.
You calling him Cap, Big Cap.
I was about to say, I don't want to see that much. I don't want to see him do Cap Z.
My man Cap Z.
Oh, man.
Cap Z is a crazy name.
Capuchin.
Rob, make that the title, Cap Z.
Cap Z.
That's crazy. You got a grown man calling him Big Homie. Wow. I'm getting mad.
Wow. Let's get to what I feel is the main event.
Oh, you lucky he's transit. Oh, you got it. Yo, the next time you call a motherfucker uncle that ain't your mother, that ain't your blood, G.
No, I ain't calling nobody my uncle.
You right. You got it. You got it. You got
Snoop
it.
Maybe. Yeah. Snoop, maybe. Snoop.
That's crazy. You calling a grown man uncle that ain't related to you.
You're right. That's crazy. I need to be disciplined.
My nigga.
I should be.
Shout out to Jada. Look at Jerv. I just like to get under your skin, bro.
Yo. So the question came up in the chat this week. Trey, how do you even come up with this question? The question was: ever been in a situation where the music you were playing basically scared the hoes away, right?
Yeah, I mean, because somebody asked me for a playlist, right? The homie, I ain't gonna put him out there. He asked me for a playlist, and you know I make playlists. So I'm like, what's the situation? Like, is it just you? You about to drive? You about to clean up?
Right, yeah.
What's the situation? He like, yep. I got these shorties coming through. So shorties, so that means more than one. Multiple.
Yep.
And he probably got some homies to help him out in this situation.
Right.
So he like, I'm like, all right, I sent a playlist. But I sent multiple. I always send multiple. You like Jerv. I send multiple all the time. Give you options. So the one he chose, they left.
Wow.
They left, bro.
Which one? Do you know which one it was?
He played the one with Party Next Door on it. Because he didn't graduate to that moment. He prematurely jumped, and they wanted to hear Future.
And he said no.
He just went straight to it. He didn't warm it up.
Oh, come on. And he fumbled.
Got to play Future.
Listen. Future. He did the whole kit. He explained, right? He said he turned the lights off. He got the little blue LED shits going. He thought he created the vibe. He pouring up the drinks. Got heavy handed with the drinks. Plays the music, and they just sobered up.
Damn.
Yo, let me tell you right now, to all the younger listeners right now, you're embarking on these adventures, you're getting to know, you know, people of the opposite sex, you know, or people, you know, whatever. You know, you're starting to holler, basically. The person you're trying to holler at requests a certain kind of artist, Let me tell you right now, don't nobody give a fuck what you like to listen to. Nope. If you're trying to seal the deal, you just play whatever they want. It's all part of this. It's
just
all part
of the fucking room.
Yeah,
read
I mean,
the
it just
room.
But you didn't even have to read the room. You gave me a scenario here, Trey, that's even more dire and drastic. They told you what they want to listen to. They didn't just say, oh, put on some music. And then you got to read the room. Are they feeling this or not? Hit skip or whatever. This is one of the, I want to hear this. Why would you play anything else? Why would someone say, hey, let's hear some Future? And you say, forget that. I got something my guy Trey cooked up. Like, why would you do that?
And made me look weak.
Did you know prior Trey that like Future was like the selected person? Because like, could you have sent them?
I did not. Oh, okay. No, I did okay. not.
So this
he
is
didn't really,
this is all real time action. He just had the playlist going.
This is the thing,
in.
Bro. Got it's you. A certain it's a certain type of woman, fam. Like the Casamigo, Clase Azul, Dos Artes, Uber XL crew. You better play that turned up shit.
Yeah, man.
You trying to play, you acting like a 90s nigga trying to Ronnie Romance.
They not trying to listen to Hov and Kiss and all that shit, I tell you.
Nah, bro, they trying to ride, they trying to drive the boat. You taking alcohol and point, you feel me? If you ain't piped this, up,
this
God
ain't,
bless.
This ain't like, this is paint by numbers, right? Like, they told you.
Like, I could you imagine this. Driving to dinner, bro, and you play the Nas shit?
No. Trey, you making this more... Trey, the way you describe it is the way I thought it was coming in, which was you're going to dinner and you playing the Nas shit and these girls are looking... I thought, wow, he really dropped the ball. I did not realize that there was a request. That's I don't care if they request Yanni. If they request
they
Vanessa
can request
Hudgens.
You too, my nigga. I'm putting you two the fuck on.
I am
on.
Putting you two on. We're going to listen to Bono sing these bars, right?
And I'm going to nod my head like, yeah, this shit rolled, don't it?
In the day,
pour up.
Niggas be turned, dog, to some U2. That's crazy. That's faking, bro, but fuck it.
Hey, man.
Oh, I am definitely Captain America on that one, but it's like, that's the game. Like, do you want to be a music purist or do you want to get some
that's
play?
That's crazy.
You tell me.
A nigga that's stubborn, though, to be like, no.
For real. Like,
trust
you just
me,
not,
that
you
is.
Just don't, you just don't want it at that point.
Jeez. Like,
do y'all have any stories, not like that, because that's just ridiculous, but a story where you had some, like, the what I thought it was, which was you said, oh, this will... do it and you played it and then it did
yeah
the opposite
yeah it wasn't on me though. It was like the homie was trying to like be lit, right? Mm-hmm. We in the car and he like no hey yo, let me see the aux.
Oh no,
I'm DJ on God, like oh, I normally no. got bangers, so like we already I'm reading the car like
does
okay
that ever by the way does that ever end any way other than tragedy? Let me see the aux. I feel like, let me see the ox are like the last four words.
I better respect your ear if I'm passing off. But the shit that you trying to play, he played some unreleased shit that wasn't Drake. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, and it was like, they don't know who this artist is.
Oh, no. Oh,
you can't. No. If you
oh,
on
no.
that, like, listen, we
oh,
was,
no.
listen,
oh,
this
no,
is,
no,
so
no,
this
no,
is
no,
like
no.
20, it's like 2016, right? So niggas was like shot up, like, 1942 down, and we hopping in the whip. We like, come on, bro. Like, so I had already had the little shit going. I had the Travis Scott shit going. I had Future. I had like, I'm talking about the shit was boom, 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 boom. But everybody going. And
yeah, 2016 is the Future Drake collab album.
You can
right?
literally just, you can listen, literally just play that.
It was riding, and nigga said, "Let me see."
Do you remember who he played?
I don't even want to say the artist, but
is it someone who's still active right now that we would recognize?
Y'all don't even know who the nigga is still to this day.
Oh, it's cool. It's like somebody who's not even
he ain't hit the cusp. Like okay. If I played it, you might be like, "Yo, bro, who is this?" Still to this day, like his big song still ain't big, but the fact that he tried to get it off, and I was just like.
Nah, I got rules in the wheel, dog.
Yo, can I boss it over, Rob? All right, so I went to Oakland we take shots, tequila shots. She jumping in every conversation, so I'm irritated and Nick like, yo, chill. Man, that shit had me hot, and we're black.
That's too funny, man. That is too funny. That is crazy, man. But it's like, what, like, but that's because that's a situation where somebody didn't want this shit to go down, though. That's a little different from like, oh, I was in the mood, but then the music brought me down. Jerv, do you have a story like this where either you or someone else was playing the music and the music was not felt?
Yeah, so we had a I think it was a softball tournament, and it was a cookout going on or whatever the case may be. So I had come prepared to play my music at the cookout. And just to make it clear, my playlist was like, it was nothing but like Drake and like all that type shit that you would, that would just go with Drake or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So I'm playing it. I got the whole, you know, everybody's vibing. My man asked for the aux cord. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, cool, because this dude is super duper R&B dude, like, right. So I'm like, all right, I'm reading, I'm like, oh yeah, cool, he gets the rhythm, he knows the vibe of the area that we in right now, so it's all good. This motherfucker
decides quality.
No, dog, he Michael Jackson can always be played at a party, but not when it's the vibe, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, not Mike's not setting.
Mike is for a certain time of the party. There's a point in the night where
this wasn't a dancing ass party.
Yeah,
we chilling.
Yeah.
We chilling. He played Mike, and I'll just say half of the people, half of the lovely young ladies that were there decided they wanted to roll.
Damn, bro, there's nothing worse than that feeling. You know, I know we've all been there. You've been at the club. And like the DJ makes that mistake, not that particular, but just makes a mistake and plays a wrong song. And you see all the girls, you was getting it on the dance floor. Now all of a sudden they start walking, they go to the bathroom. It's like, no, what are you doing, man? I'm about to close some deals here. My example is just funny because I bagged this girl at a bar, and then I'm driving back to my place, and I'm like, this is amazing. I'm leaving out a lot of details on purpose, but I'm just like, this is incredible. And so in my car, in the disc player, was Blueprint 3, but this way it still hadn't come out yet. I had like the super duper advance. Obviously, like track 2 or whatever was Run This Town. So that song just happened to be playing when I got in the car. This girl started going nuts. She tried to straddle me. I'm going down a freeway. I'm going down 51, Trey.
Oh, wow.
Doing like 80. She tried to straddle me all the way over. And I'm like, yo, you need to chill because I will crash. And like, she just writhing and she grabbing and like, she's ready. Like, she was ready to do it right there, 80 miles an hour down the freeway. And I'm like, yo, chill, chill, chill. And she's like, oh, like, and then, like, the next song came on, and instantly, her entire body slumped. I've never seen anything like
that. Was it Drake and Jay-Z off that?
Hold on. Let me look up the track list.
Yo, we off that was crazy. Nigga tried to kill Tim's. Yo. Oh, yeah. That nigga tried to kill Tim's, yo.
So, track.
I don't rock Tim's anymore, bro.
Run This Town was track 4. Track 5 was Empire State of Mind, but it wasn't a single yet. So literally, she didn't know what it was.
Yeah, it's kind of nasty.
Like that,
when the vibe is going on, it's not time to break out something new.
Bro, but check this out. So I'm like, I hit skip. She like, she's making them noises. I went back. Track 4, Run This Town. Feel it coming in here. Well, she just activated it over again. My man, you remember on the CD player in the car, it used to be a button you hit one would repeat the album.
Yeah.
And one would just repeat the song.
You just put it on a repeat. Listen, riding down the 51 playing Run This Town is crazy.
Oh, like five times in a row.
Hey.
Easily.
Me off. It must be off. Yo.
I've never to
this
day.
That's cool, yay.
I've never experienced anything that, like, it just what didn't seem like it was real life.
Oh man, that's crazy, bro. She got turned down off the next track. You had to run it
off Empire State of Mind. But like the crazy thing is, I'll never forget. It was the very next track, and she instantly didn't like it. And I was like, "You gotta listen to it because you know I ain't out yet, but like these songs are good." And she's like, "She just wasn't having it." And it turns out I looked at the track like,
"Now's not the time."
Dude, I really thought it was gonna be like DOA or something like that, and it turns out no, it was Empire State of Mind.
DOA is even nasty to ride with.
Oh, of course. But like Empire State of Mind is like the biggest song off that album, right? Isn't it even bigger than Run This Town?
I fucking hate that song.
I'm going through this shit. Only the one that got me hype was probably On to the Next One.
Yeah,
but just even how this shit is even.
What's the shit with Cole?
A Star is Born.
That's my shit.
Hey, that's what
I'm not. Well, I'm not playing it for the vibe though.
I was gonna say she might leave, bro.
Yo, no, yeah,
it's my song, but it ain't the vibe.
It's a great
no.
song. But my favorite thing about that is like Hov had two verses recorded, and then the third verse is Cole, which is like the standard operating procedure on a guest feature on a track. But Cole's verse was so sick. This nigga Hov went back and recorded the third verse and put it in like in the middle. So this nigga has literally Cole has the fourth verse. How many songs you know got four verses but only two rappers?
I'm gonna have to go back and put that. Venus vs. Mars was funny. Like no, this
song was trash.
This is a funny Hov album when you go back. I liked Already Home.
I do too.
Hate was a little busy. Hey, dun, 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 dun. And So
Trash.
Ambitious was my favorite shit off of this.
Yeah, that's my shit.
I might hit two sisters. And kind of throwing Young Forever? Ooh. No.
Forever young.
I want to be forever
Yo,
young.
I might, this is the crazy thing. I might know the dude that produced that shit. And I didn't realize it this whole time, man.
That's crazy. Who, Mr. Hudson?
Nah, that ain't the name. That ain't the dude.
Realist is my shit.
But I'm looking at this album. This shit was heavily featured. Has any Hov album been this featured like this? This nigga had a feature damn near on every song except.
So Rock if you remember, Familia. Like, I was gonna say, no, don't do that. Don't do that because that's not his
a
album.
A lot of features.
That's not his album.
How is it not his album? It wasn't sold as a compilation album. It was sold as a Jay-Z.
That's
album.
The Dynasty joint, right?
Yeah.
That's. I mean, all right.
That's
yeah,
not a compilation. It's his album.
Yeah, okay. Fair.
But no, if you remember,
this shit
Trey,
like a game album, though. This shit got features on every track.
Hov's albums are traditionally heavy featured for the most part until what was it? Was it Blueprint? Blueprint was like the first one he had that didn't have a lot of features on it because everybody was saying, yo, he can't carry an album by himself. So then he brings out that out and then has Eminem on the track and then everybody's like, oh, everybody join your own fucking record. But.
Yeah, man, that shit.
Yeah, that one. There was another feature. There was Girls, Girls, Girls had all the dudes singing the hook.
Yeah, but I think M's the only person that rapped on it though, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blueprint 3 is not a bad album. It's different. You can it's I think it's like the start of the different Hov shit.
Blueprint 3 was terrible.
There's some shit on it.
This is what, no, Blueprint 3, I'm going to tell you this right now. I listened to
Blueprint 3. We did this before, bro.
When Blueprint 3 came out, I was like, oh my God, this is so great. Jay-Z's back. And then over the years, I go back and I listen. I'm like, I can only listen to like four of these songs. It's not good.
Nah, I don't do that.
Bro, look at the track list. I'm not.
What we talking about?
No.
Okay, thank you. I like that. No. Mm-hmm. DOA.
Nah, 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 nah. He's saying it to me right there. Nah, nah, nigga. Nah.
Run This Town.
Run This Town's all right.
Wow. Okay. Empire State of Mind. I just don't like it because of the Yankees. Fuck the Yankees. Real As It Gets with Jeezy.
I don't remember Real As It Gets. Hold on, let me.
It's that dun dun dun.
This shit rolls.
I like that. I won't lie. I like that.
There's some good horns on there and the beat.
On to the next one.
Hard to me.
With Swiss. Off that with Drake.
That shit was terrible. Fuck Timberland. Damn.
Star is Born with Cole.
Thumbs up.
Venus versus Mars is trash.
Thumbs down. Thumbs down. Venus versus
Already Home with Cudi. I fuck with it.
Thumbs up. I like. I like it.
Haters. I mean, hate Kanye. That shit was trash.
Thumbs down.
Reminder.
Thumbs down.
I don't remember, so it's probably trash. So Ambitious is crazy.
Reminder. Thumbs up.
And then Young Forever. And this is only an hour album. Wow.
I think Jarvis wasn't that hot. We were just gassed.
I'm not saying it's a hot album.
We were definitely gassed at the time. We was gassed. We was rolling. We were just rolling off anything he put out.
It's one of his weaker albums. I'll say that. Yes.
To certain communities, he has no dud.
That's crazy. He has duds.
No, to certain communities, he has no duds. It's some niggas that just will fight. A lot of niggas think this shit hot. I seen a nigga fight for Kingdom Come and almost.
Jerv laughing because he know the joke coming.
Go for it.
Certain communities like what? Like Jerv? That community? Is Jerv a community all by
itself? I thought you was about to say something different. I thought you was about to say, so you want to finally admit that Magna Carta Holy Grail was a trash album?
Yeah, which is not a trash album.
Yes, it is.
It's just not good.
I'm trying to look at the playlist, bro. I remember I thought that shit was hard. I was like, damn, I don't even have a Samsung for this shit. But like, Holy Grail with Justin Timberlake, Blue Told Me the niggas, Picasso Baby. I think the only song I really liked off this was Oceans, and Fuck With Me, You Know I Got It.
Oceans, that's the
it's the with the where Frank Ocean sings that shit roll.
It's like a movie. It's like a legit like a movie and shit.
It's a score. There you go.
My apologies, sir. Was Rick Ross on that album? I feel like Ross was on that album.
Fuck With Me, You Know I Got It.
Oh yeah, that shit rolled. So
when that song first came out though, niggas was I don't even get in trouble, bro. Bossa Nova.
Again?
And we're black, bro. Hey,
that did deserve to be Bossa Nova.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a funny joke, man. That's crazy, man. The problem is I can't even say it now because they'll know that I want to claim it. I'm like, I'll say it.
Nah, don't say that shit. Hell no.
Can I ask y'all real quick?
What's
this shit right now? Send it to my homies.
So since we're talking about Hov, and I know this will be real quick, do you feel like both of them had trash verses on that Khaled album? Him and Nas.
As I learned as a great quote tweet this past week, it's not for my. I'm not their audience. I'm gonna just start saying that. I ain't bashing no more shit. I'm gonna just say I'm not their audience. Cause I'm not, bro. First of all, I don't want to hear Bitcoin rap. I don't hear crypto rap. I understand. Listen, it's bad enough. I got people walking around the streets telling me to go buy Ethereum and fucking Bitcoin every day.
Oh, that's what they doing now?
Every nigga has become an expert.
Oh, my God. I don't want to
hear that shit, fam. Listen, I'm happy. Listen, that's what I'm saying. I'm happy niggas is getting money. Great. But don't force feed that shit on me. Don't tell me Dogecoin. Don't tell me buy none of this shit. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. But you trying to do this shit, I'm cool. I'm happy for Nas that he.
I don't know about y'all, but every time I hear Dogecoin, I always think about Doja Cat.
Doja Cat, it's an easy jingle to run back up.
But yeah, the mentions off of y'all just not being stands for it right now. The mentions are going to be crazy.
No, because I said it. So everything that we've discussed, the playlist, I quote tweeted Elliot and said, "Damn, no ether." The next thing was the verse. I said, I don't like it. And a lot of niggas said it. And niggas said, all right, the takeaway from this is that they're both living legends and they're still able to do it. And I was like, but the song's still trash. Nah.
Oh, wait, did you see the Steve Stout video? Did I show you guys the Steve Stout video?
On what?
Yeah. We're gonna react to this.
I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah.
I know you. Yo, Jer, be up to date on all his Steve Stout.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, the man has someone put lotion on for him. Like, I gotta know what's going on with Steve Stout, dog. Listen, shout out to the lotioners out there.
Nah, that's not that. I'm not lotioning nobody. I ain't bringing no lotion. I ain't lotion to nobody, family.
It was the sickest shit I've ever seen with my own two eyes.
That's legendary, though. That's some Puff shit. Puff would do some shit like that.
Bruh, I saw it and I said, damn, these dudes really living their reps. Like, he really got somebody out here putting lotion on his hands. Shout out to the homie.
That shit is crazy.
So, yeah. So, basically, Steve Stout was crying, or at least his eyes were watering up as he got so moved and said that this is what people need. People want to listen to this stuff. And he just, I mean, it's such a mediocre track. And for him to talk about it's the greatest.
The caption says, so proud of Nas and Jay-Z to come together and provide this gift to the culture.
He said, thank you to Khaled. Like, Khaled really just.
But
like,
they
really
have. Listen, this is the thing. We've had multiple tracks of them together. This is not like all it was trash. The first time, bro. Yeah, they never make good music.
No. I take that back. The one Black joint on America.
Black Republican was cool.
That was
what's dope, the one on American Gangster where they shot the video? Gangster. American Gangster.
Success.
Success took a shot at you. Yeah, Success. Success is dope.
I like Success.
That's a dope song. Cool. Everything else, I don't even like Black Republican, honestly. I don't really
Word?
Like it.
I love that song, man.
That beat is hard, though.
The beat's hard, but it always feels like they're forcing it to like. To oh, like they get all force track it.
No,
together.
Yeah, there's no chemistry. They have zero chemistry, that's for sure. They've never heard them have chemistry on a track together.
The worst thing that would happen is that these two decide that they want to do a collab album together.
That's crazy. Oh, listen, first of all, I didn't finish Cali shit, but
it's
I'm all right. Cool.
Listen,
it's
all right,
cool.
Yo.
I'm cool, bro. I'm cool. Yo, I'm so cool on that.
Let's wrap up with they unveiled the new Phase 4 Marvel movies, including the new Black Panther. Black Panther 2's title is going to be Wakanda Forever. They are not going to
hologram.
They're
going to
acknowledge that Chadwick Boseman is dead, and the story is going to basically account for that. They're not going to recast him or anything like that, which is cool. I know Waz usually is here to shit on
it, right? Things.
Yeah, but how do you guys feel about this? The new Black Panther coming out 2022 is the release date.
Man, I mean, I'm happy for it because kids love the franchise. You feel me? I like shit like that anyway, so I'm gonna pull up. I'm just a Marvel fan. I don't know how they can fuck it up. But
they can fuck it up like Falcon and Winter Soldier. That shit.
Okay, yeah, that shit was corny.
Whoa, you didn't like Falcon and Winter Soldier?
No, nigga, no.
That shit was actually dope to me, bro. I like that shit. Wait, y'all liked WandaVision, but didn't like Falcon and Winter Soldier.
WandaVision was hard. Get the fuck out. Because it was actually fucking storytelling, dickhead.
Yeah.
Man, fuck out of here, dog. You want to watch this nut-ass black and white Brady Bunch type crap?
Joe really cried, bro, when he went to go talk to the black nigga.
Bruh, when you watch
never
Marvel.
You never gonna have no black Captain America.
Hey, that shit
when you watch Marvel, do you watch it for the action? You watch it for the action.
I watch it for everything. The storyline, everything, bro. I want them to stay authentic to the fucking shit.
Y'all some weird motherfuckers.
You shed a tear when Isaiah got his statue. The fuck, man? That shit was weak. My nigga was in the fucking forest throwing a shield, fam.
I'm not saying that every aspect of it was dope, but that shit was way better than WandaVision. WandaVision.
You wallet, dude.
Okay. Well, once again, this is another example of how you two have terrible taste.
Bro, you don't look at this.
Look at the nigga.
Listen, your taste is crazy trash.
I'm sorry, Jackie Robinson's not in here fighting aliens with a baseball bat. Okay, I'm sorry.
Joe's gonna go to the grave. He's gonna go to the grave holding on to that one.
Hey, I know he is, bro. He mad as fuck. I made him watch that shit. But I ain't getting, hey, no, you're not, I hope our listeners kill you for this, nigga. That shit was trash.
We're gonna have the poll.
Did you ever see the meme where they got the little black kid singing over the shit? America.
Nah, I gotta see that.
You know the little annoying nigga? I can't fuck with him either.
Oh man.
Little nigga be just yelling over shit.
So do y'all think that you really thought trash? My mind is wow.
WandaVision was hard.
Man, WandaVision had two episodes that was good. Everything else was a fucking...
You wasn't down for the storytelling.
Man, oh, forgive me if I was just trying to see some superhero shit. I didn't come to watch the Brady Bunch.
It has to make sense, dog.
You know what made sense? Falcon and Winter Soldier made sense. It didn't make sense.
No.
Yo, every five,
it, like, it was it yo, was modern day stuff.
Kurt Russell's son looked like the nigga from Up.
Who's Kurt Russell's son? That's Captain America.
That was US Agent. People, yeah, that was US Agent.
Oh, for real?
I hated him.
I mean, you were supposed to.
Yeah.
That was the point. But Shorty with the super serum and all that shit, my nigga. Look, come on, my nigga.
I can't believe y'all thought it was. Damn,
that shit
wild.
Was trash.
I thought we was gonna unite on that one.
Niggas out here painting boats. Black Forrest Gump, nigga, fuck out of here, bro.
By the way, like, you know what I hate? You know what I hate about that shit? First of all, nigga, Bubba Gump. That was, you ain't gonna call
Black Forrest Gump.
But the thing that I hated the most was, like, you know how some white people are like, oh, why are they trying to make everything woke? And I was like, why do I agree with these niggas, man? This shit was just over the top. Like, I'm Falcon. I can't get a mortgage. I'm like, what are we doing here, man?
Because ain't nobody trying to see a black Captain America.
That was a fan truth, though. I was happy. I was like, yes.
But it was just, it didn't have anything to do with anything, though. Like, it was just like, the nigga just got rejected.
Oh, yeah, because going back in time to the 1950s, watching black and white
because
shit
America,
on my fucking 4K
because America
TV.
Paid niggas in exposure. Them niggas pay. Hey, Tony Stark was paying them niggas in exposure, getting their followers up.
Man,
that nigga
wasn't
getting no money, bro. That's crazy, Jerv. You like that trash ass shit, man.
Yo, wow, it's trash ass shit.
That shit was trash, my nigga.
Y'all watched that shit.
I'm mad I wasted my resolution. I watched that shit on 4K. Mad as a motherfucker. Hey, nigga did all that flying around,
you know,
bro.
My nigga, his ears were sticking out of his fucking costume, Jerv.
Jerv, his ears were sticking out of his fucking costume.
Oh, Captain America.
That nigga top was short and his ears.
It's just so weird, man. And then, like, why is he going so hard? And why is
bitch
his homie...
ass nigga like Batman, bro? Fuck them niggas.
And then the sidekick nigga. Like, all he do is just hang out next to him.
No, the black nigga that got killed, bro. He got me hot. He got me hot
this whole time.
What?
The black nigga, Captain America, homie. He was a bitch, bro. He deserved to die.
Since I've confirmed how terrible your taste is, y'all should go watch the Michael B. Jordan shit. Y'all might like it.
Nah, I ain't fucking with
y'all,
you, bro.
Y'all might like it. This is all like WandaVision.
Jerv, hold on, Jerv. That Michael B. Jordan shit is exactly like Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Oh, it's 100%.
Oh, my God.
That basic ass shit, man.
Hey, the fact that the nigga, he's a plant, bro. Listen, get your money, Michael B. I'm not watching no more shit of his shit. I said,
why not?
I'm
not going to watch Creed 3?
Creed 3?
I'm cool on all that shit. No, nigga. He stops at Wallace for me.
Fruitvale 2?
No, listen.
Don't do that.
Electric Boogaloo.
Listen,
Fruitvale was a good movie, yo.
He had the worst Oakland accent ever, nigga.
But see, that's my favorite thing about everyone who doesn't like Fruitvale Station. I'm like, why don't y'all like that nigga? Don't even sound like he from Oakland. I'm like, that's a real weird thing to be focused on.
But I mean, like, listen, if you want authenticity,
That was my gripes with Creed, the first one. Like, yo, that shit ain't Philly.
He didn't say
that's white Philly.
In the history of Max's, ain't nobody going to Max's and ask all those motherfucking questions. They'd have turned you right the fuck around. Like, yo, get out of here.
So that means I have to watch Creed 2? I've never seen Creed 2.
I've never even seen Creed 2. I'm talking about Creed 1.
I mean, I almost got shot over Creed 1.
By
who? Shit was trash.
Downtown Phoenix, bro. I went to the theater right over there.
Not the AMC?
Yeah, I was at the AMC. And I was with my homegirl. And it was a nigga that was really excited about the movie. He was doing all this shit. And she was like, you can shut the fuck up. And the nigga followed us home and pulled up on us, bro. And like at that point in time, I had to go get a carry concealed weapon license.
Okay, so but that make I'm gonna tell you why that makes sense. Because if you're a grown ass man waiting to see a movie and you doing this shit, probably you've got some mental issues.
Like, so this is the thing. I didn't know that he followed us. Bro, we were walking back. She lived over there by, you know, down in the area. And this motherfucker drove, pulled up. And, you know, I'm from L.A. So I'm thinking, like, this it.
Yeah.
I told my homegirl, run. His weird ass just walked up. I squared up. And he got back in the car. And I was like, nah. Because I really thought he had a gun and he was about to shoot me. And
oh, man, so he didn't have a gun?
He didn't have a gun. He just popped out of the car. Oh, but he drove. Man,
Trey,
you know how you...
Trey,
you know
I, like, dro- I huh? thought Trey was... I thought they were about to be hanging nah, out. Like,
this really does was, sound like an episode. No,
no, my heart was pumping, though, because I thought that was the situation. Right, was, how he pulled yeah. up, nigga. It was like, I'm like, oh, yeah. shit, what the fuck? Like, oh, I literally told my homegirl, run, and she took off running. Because I thought he was going to, you know, shoot right. me. So
now, what did he say? You say he didn't say nothing? He just got back in the car?
He was like, what was that shit you were saying? And I was like, nigga, what? So I squared.
Hours ago.
I'm like, my nigga, the movie been ended. We done walked
out. It's dark as shit in there. How you even know it was me?
No, hold on. Derv, this is my favorite part. This man, as angry as he was to remember for hours, he wasn't angry enough to interrupt the movie. He's like, no, I'm going to watch this shit first. Y'all ain't going to ruin my viewing of Creed.
I waited then, all day for this.
He waited a long time for that.
Hey, he watched the credits. He made sure that there was no Nick Fury after the credits recruiting hey, Creed.
You know that exit that you can get out to the street right there?
Right to the street. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's as if he just watched it. You know what I'm saying? Because like it was kind of like, all right, this nigga must have did some creep shit where it was like, all right. And we didn't even turn around. We didn't feel it. Nothing. We just walking, just casually. No, like,
my next one is Melvin from Players Club.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Man. Like, come on, open the door. I know, but that's why it threw me off, Trey, because that AMC is like, yo, there's no crime there.
It's no crime, dog. Like, that's why I thought it was sweet. I'm like, bro.
Yeah.
But that part made me.
I love that
go,
AMC.
But it made me go get it because I was like, what if he did have it?
Yeah.
And that's what scared me because I was like, where I'm from, that's like somebody running up on you and grab you and say, hey, you dropped your wallet. But you already
if a car pulls up aggressively like that and a dude hops out, like, yeah, I'm absolutely assuming the worst in that case.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was shook. I was like, yo, if I would have laid him down if I had it on me. He would have, hey, I would have, they'd be like, yo, what's going on now?
Allegedly.
But I could carry. I got my shit. Not out here in New York, but, you know.
Yeah, don't end up like Plexico.
No, we're not doing that out here. I know the rules as soon as I got here.
Mm-hmm. All right. On that note, let's, you guys got anything else? Any other shits?
I just can't believe y'all motherfuckers like WandaVision. Don't like
I can't. No, it's not even that. Like, yeah. Derv, I'm not mad at you for not liking WandaVision. I get it. Like, you're not. You're not their audience, right? But you legitimately like Falcon and Winter Soldier. That shit was so trash, bro. Anyways, for Big Jer, for Black Trey. Oh, one last
audience.
Thing. Today is the last episode for producer Rob Lopez. He's going on. He got a new job with FanDuel. He's going to go on and make some money. He's going to lend me some money, maybe buy me some drinks next time I'm in New York. Rob has been with us for... years now, 2-3 years maybe, as the main producer on not only this show but a lot of the other shows on the Bomb Network. So we thank Rob and we say good luck, best of luck to you in your future endeavors. We're
yes,
proud
sir.
Of you, bro. Rob, for those who don't know, Rob started as a listener and then he transitioned into being a producer on the pod. So, you know, it is like kind of like what we talked about with Waz last week. Waz getting that job with The Ringer. Trey getting his job with Corporate America, like all of these things that happen off of this podcast company, it really brings me a lot of joy to know that. So shout out to all of you guys. Shout out to you, Rob. Congratulations, bro.
No. I'm I'm just peeping the irony of the days that we're saying adieu to Rob and he's going to FanDuel and Amin decides to wear a DraftKings hoodie. Yo, today. So clearly, this beef.
You know where we at around here? We don't mess around.
Hey, let's go. When you buy me and them drinks, bro, just remember your ID, bro. Please.
Oh, yes. Cinco de Mayo, Cinco de Drinko, live show for the Patreons. If you are a Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. If you're not, go ahead, check it out. All the Patreons, you should have got the invite in your inbox. It should have gone out. If you didn't find it, go on to the Count the Dings social on the Twitter site. They've got the info there as well. patreon.com/countthedings live show. It's going to be Jerv, it's going to be Trey, it's going to be Naima, it's going to be Meek, it's going to be some more perhaps even, because they're going to be drinking, they're going to be celebrating Cinco de Drinko, and they're going to have a good time. For Big Jerv, for Black Trey, I'm Amin Alhassan, and for Rob Lopez on the ones and twos, this has been Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker.